Just leave the mic on as Ken and Andy discuss Coen Brothers movies in the background.
I think it began like this. You know that famous Bob Dylan movie?
They're discussing Llewyn Davis movie. I took the song from earlier.
I think it began like one of the Coen Brothers that together.
Should I turn your mic on? I can do that, Andy.
That's just a great question. The guy. Let's do a movie about the guy who opened for Bob Dylan. The night Dylan was discovered.
Well, it wasn't Dave Van Rock.
No, but it was. They used Dave Van Rock. I'm sure just because of his story.
But
Dave Van Rock once. I actually knew Dave Van Rock casually. But that was my world.
Yeah.
I was there.
I remember you put years in on the clog dancing circuit.
I was, I caught the tail end of that era at the folk circuit.
Yeah.
But Dave Van Ronk once, there was a compilation being put together where singers would sing songs, not that they wrote, but songs that their friends wrote.
Mm.
And so Dave Van Ronk once called me, he wanted to do Railroad Bill on this album. And so he called me and he said, well, I don't know if the albums ever came together, but he called me and he said, hey, I'd love to do Railroad Bill. And I said, oh, sure, that'd be great. And then there was a pause. And then he realized, you could tell what he was thinking. He realized that he and I were not really friends, technically. We didn't really know each other very well. So there was a pause. And then he said, so how you doing? Because he wanted us to be retroactively be qualify as friends, and so that was a call I do remember.
And did he ever perform your song?
He did. He did Railroad Bill live a couple of times, but I don't know if that recording was ever.
Oh.
But I was very flattered, and even that was sort of the tail end of that.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU.
Oh,
Mount
wait,
Hope,
was that? Wait,
in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned for 7 Second Delay with Andy and Ken, who will be discussing their deceased parents while stuffing marshmallows in their mouth.
Thank you.
Matt, your dongle isn't working.
Welcome to 7 Second Delay, the stunt radio program that
Matt, they have pills for that now.
From time to time takes on very serious issues. Sorry to hear about your dad, Andy.
Oh, thanks, man. Oh, you want to get right into it? That makes me wonder what subjects you're avoiding, frankly.
Why is that?
I don't know. You never get right into it. We always do our little goof around.
Oh, the foreplay.
Bit, yeah.
Yeah, no, I forgot about the foreplay. Sorry.
Our fans have come to expect the foreplay. We should thank Matt for sticking around. He normally would be home by now.
Yeah, thanks, Big Matty Warwick.
Matt leaves. I've seen Matt leave the minute you head out of the office.
And as soon as he goes to the stairs.
As soon as Ken leaves the office, you are heading for the elevator.
I look at Olivia, I said, it's time.
I tell any visitor, I warn them, never stand between Matt and the elevator at 5 o'clock. He will run you down. He is determined to get out of here. But we did need a referee for this.
Yes, we do.
Because we're going to be stuffing marshmallows in our faces.
It's a very dangerous show.
Yeah, it's called the...
Dead Dad Chubby Bunny.
Yeah, Dead Dad Chubby Bunny. The
people die playing Chubby Bunny. Lots of people die. A number of listeners have emailed me today saying, don't do it. Don't do it, Ken. Station needs you.
Did any of the listeners say, don't do it, don't do it, Andy?
No.
Huh, interesting. Yeah. Interesting. Very interesting.
So I thought maybe since we're playing Chubby Bunny tonight, maybe we should prepare by finding out how to perform the Heimlich maneuver.
Right. Chubby Bunny, of course, is when you try to shove as many marshmallows as you physically can into your mouth.
Right. No chewing, no swallowing.
Right. We have we each have a bag of marshmallows, 40 marshmallows each, although the record is 44 marshmallows. Mm-hmm. There's an interesting, I was doing a little research, there's an asterisk next to that record.
Yeah.
The guy that broke that record, he was Australian, the last 21 marshmallows that were in his mouth were put in posthumously. He died at 23.
Well, that doesn't count.
I know. There's an asterisk.
Yeah.
He was dead.
I mean,
checked him and he was dead.
There shouldn't even be an asterisk.
Ken, it's Australia. Rules don't apply down there. The toilet water runs counterclockwise.
It doesn't.
Look, we can get into this. After we... let's shove some marshmallows in our mouths before we get into this. But Matt has agreed to referee this contest, and it will be a contest. We each have a bag of marshmallows, and the deal is every minute, every 60 seconds, we're going to put one marshmallow in our mouth, right?
Right.
So at the end of 30 minutes...
We should have 30 marshmallows in our mouth.
Hold on.
Yeah.
30. Yes.
30
exactly.
times.
Exactly. Yes, yeah. I get it. 30 yeah. times one. Yes, I get it. Yeah. I get it.
Okay.
So we should put some money on the table here. I think you're going to gag. You're going to be spitting out marshmallows before I do.
I will.
Or you'll be dead.
I will bet $5.
I'll bet $5. Here's my $5.
That I will beat you.
It's done. Oh, this is. Now, you know what makes this very exciting? I am very cheap.
Yes.
$5 to me is real money.
Do I get to put a bet in?
Yeah. Who would you bet on? But wait.
Who's he betting against?
Yeah, well, maybe a listener will come.
Yeah, I don't think he can.
Maybe a listener will come.
I don't know how Matt
bets. Well, let's open up the phones. Maybe a listener. Is there a listener out there that you would trust to pay you off?
Probably.
They'll Venmo you money. 201-209-9368. I'm going to do something that I don't believe anyone in any Chubby Bunny contest has ever done. I'm going to try to continue chewing gum during this contest.
Well,
I'm going to. That's a handicap. I'm going to give you that.
But if you're,
I'm handicapping myself.
But then you're going to chew the marshmallows by mistake.
No, okay.
Yes, you
can. I'm not a child.
You can't.
I'm not going to chew the marshmallows. I know the difference between marshmallows and my gum.
How does your mouth differentiate between the gum and the marshmallow?
I talk to my mouth all the time. A day doesn't go by when I don't talk to my mouth. I'll tell my mouth not to chew the marshmallows.
Jesus.
We got to first off, we have to make sure Matt knows how to do the Heimlich maneuver. Matt, have you ever had to do the Heimlich maneuver or had it done on you?
Not directly. I did save someone once from, they were choking on a sandwich.
Oh.
Well, that's good.
But I didn't do the Heimlich maneuver.
What did you do?
I whacked him on the back, and the sandwich just came flying out.
Well, that's okay. Good. That's
okay.
Good.
Let's try. Let's call that step one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we have a call.
Scenario A. Maybe, well, I think we should talk to people that have done the Heimlich maneuver or had it performed on them. 201-209-9368. Because what we're doing today, this Chubby Bunny contest, is potentially life-threatening.
Yes.
That's what makes great radio.
Yeah.
This is great radio. Matt, you should take a note. You're interested in the medium, right?
Yeah, I should get a
pen. Yeah, write this stuff down.
Hi, you're on the air.
Is that me?
Yeah, hi, who's this?
Hold on, Ken, is that this guy you're talking to?
Yeah, it's the guy.
Is he the one on the air?
He is, yeah.
Oh, so it is him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, it is me.
Yeah.
Yeah. You love the show. You love the show.
Nate from Port Jervis, listening to you on 90.1.
Oh, hi, Nate. Have you ever performed?
Are amazing.
Wait. This is some kind of trick. We're being punked, Ken.
Why?
He said 90.1. We're at 91.
No, we're also at 90.1.
Please.
Yeah, I'm up in the beautiful Hudson Valley region of New York State.
So you have you're like the emperor of the air. You have a whole network going.
Well, we have a couple.
You're broadcasting this crap up and down the coast.
Yeah, we have a few different frequencies.
You're not ashamed to broadcast this up and down the coast?
No, I'm not.
Huh? Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, have you ever had to perform the Heimlich maneuver?
Yes, I have.
Did you whack the person on the back, or did you, kind of punch him in the chest cavity?
I gave him a good whack on the back.
Okay. That's not really the Heimlich maneuver, but I think it works.
It's not. It's not.
Yeah. And have you stayed in touch with that person, the person you saved?
No.
Oh, see, because usually there's a bond. Did you stay in touch, Matt, with the person you saved?
For a couple of years, and then, I haven't talked to him in...
Because you now
15 years.
Because that life now really is something that you're responsible for.
Oh, that's kind of.
I mean, no, there's a real bond. I'm told there's a real bond that's forged when you save someone's life. Maybe we'll find that out tonight. maybe Matt, you and I. Maybe
our bond could get any stronger.
Who, yours and mine?
Yeah.
Well, I could give you my phone number. I mean, we could make it stronger if we wanted to. Hey, thanks for calling. Great story.
Thanks, Nate.
See you guys later.
See ya. So right now we're looking for somebody who can help us out with the Heimlich maneuver before we go on to play Chubby Bunny and talk about our dead dad.
Aren't you supposed to grab the stomach from behind?
Yeah, and you're then supposed to get behind the person as
right
they,
and lock fists. Right?
I mean, I've seen it done a lot. You just kind of.
Yeah.
And then you jerk upwards and in and upwards.
Exactly. It's kind of like the reverse cowgirl.
But wait, if these are marshmallows, if Ken is choking on marshmallows,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Wait, we really should have a plan. I guess the first thing we should do is reach in with our finger.
Oh, yeah.
And
pull out as many marshmallows as you can.
Pull out as many marshmallows as you can.
One
let's
at
say,
a time.
Let's say every marshmallow I pull out of your mouth counts toward my score. Done. Yes. Good.
I have a question.
If you're choking. That's a way to increase your own score. Yes.
I have a question.
Yes.
If both of you are choking at the same time.
Yes. Me. I have a career. I have a life. Yes. Yes. I have a lot to live for. Yes.
Just be careful that you don't try to pull one down your throat. You know, we're not eating marshmallows. We're just stuffing them in our mouth.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Most people survive Chubby Bunny.
Yeah, most people do.
We're going to be okay, I think.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Pam.
Hi, Pam.
Hey, Pam.
Hi. So two things. One, God almighty, I forget already. You can actually perform the Heimlich maneuver on yourself.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
you
good.
Know that already?
Are you talking to me or Ken? Or either of us?
Either one of you.
Oh, either one of us can do it. Okay.
Yeah, you go like, you kind of like.
No, that's not how you do it.
No,
you don't hug yourself.
Like
you fall on the edge of it. No, a chair is, well, the chairs here have wheels, so it wouldn't work. You fall
well,
into
not
the.
All chairs have wheels.
Most chairs have wheels.
Well,
in Andy's world.
Well, you're
yes, in my world. If I was king, every chair would have wheels. Hold on, Ken. We're into something new now. Ken, the conversation has taken a little left turn.
Sorry.
Go with us.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry about that.
I believe most chairs should have wheels.
Okay. Good.
And that way you could rearrange.
Anything,
that way you could rearrange.
Person, can you speak? Can you breathe?
Right. Can you speak? Can you breathe? And then, Ken, what you do is you fall into the edge of a table or something heavy.
Yeah.
And that forces it up.
Yeah, that's not how I do it.
Yeah.
How would you do it?
I hire a hooker and I perform the reverse cowgirl. Works cool. Every time.
Well, you don't have to hire one. You have one on call in your office. It's Wednesday, isn't it?
That's there.
Yeah. Luann is all ready. Luann is on call.
Anyway, good luck, boys.
Thanks, Pam.
Thanks, Pam.
Yeah.
You know, I'm one for one on the pat on the back method.
That's right. We have
how many people have you guys saved?
Yeah, Andy.
I did see someone choking in a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And I froze. I'll be honest with you. I froze but somebody came around and gave him the Heimlich.
That's good.
But it was good that it happened because now I regret freezing. I kind of was mad at myself. And next time it happens, I feel I'm primed.
You're ready.
Yeah. I really think about that a lot, that I wasn't there for the guy.
Yeah.
But although if he had continued to choke and this other diner had not stepped up, I think I would have done something.
Mm-hmm.
It was an older guy in a restaurant, but I think about it a lot.
Yeah.
That I wasn't.
You didn't go right to it.
I didn't step up. Yeah. It was not my finest hour.
Yeah, he never forgave you for that.
No, it was. I mean, look, there were 20 people there, and so 19 of us didn't move forward right away. I guess it took me a while to process that he was really in trouble, because he kept saying, "Excuse me, I'm having a little trouble here."
There's no. It's like.
But if he's saying, excuse me, I'm having a little bit of trouble, it sounds like
he was doing this. He said, I have a little tickle.
Wait.
And I just froze. I should have just leapt forward and tackled him.
I once saved myself from choking.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. I really did. I was at summer camp.
Give you $5 not to hear this story.
Okay. Give it to me.
I am. Here it is. How come listeners never call after this?
This is great.
Thank me. How come I don't get thanks? 201-209-9368. Best money I ever spent.
All right. I'm even. I'm even for the show. Even if I lose, I'm even.
Oh, you're evil the way you start these stupid stories.
All right,
I could tell that was going to be a 7-minute, endless, pointless, stupid anecdote from when I was 8. I just smelled it coming.
Well, I think we should start.
My spidey sense. Okay, let's do it. Okay, so let's start with one marshmallow, and every 60 seconds, we're putting one in our mouth. Gum stays on the left side of my mouth.
Five.
Okay. Yeah.
Four.
Yes.
Three.
Yes.
Two.
Yes.
One.
All right. I'm already taking the gum out.
No problem. I have a marshmallow in my mouth. And we were going to make.
Me too.
We were going to make side bets, were we not?
Well, the side bet is, as we continue with the show and we take calls,
right?
If I think your language is so garbled and muffled from the marshmallows, if I think the listener can't understand what you're saying, I will ring my bell.
Okay.
And that means I'm betting you $1 that the listener can't repeat what you just said.
Okay.
And you can do the same to me. Oh, your bell's a half an octave higher.
Lower.
Higher.
My bell is lower than your bell.
Well, no way to set
this. Mr. Musician.
What's weird is that I can very audibly hear it in your mouth, Ken, but I can't hear it at all in Andy's mouth.
That's because he has such a gigantic mouth cavity.
I do. I've been Oh, that's another marshmallow.
Time to put a second marshmallow in.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, no, I'm already dreading this. Do you have two in your mouth?
Right. I have two in my mouth. Andy, very sorry to hear about your dad.
Well, he's been dead for a number of years.
I only just heard the news, though.
No. We've talked about this. I was 17. I was in high school.
That must have been tough to lose your dad when you were 17.
It was very tough. I didn't appreciate it, of course, at the time. I was just in my own world. I was 17.
Yeah. How did he die? Oh, cancer.
Pancreatic cancer.
Yeah, because I've heard your song. You wrote a song about it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the only good thing that came out of it. That's the silver lining.
The song?
That's what I was thinking at his funeral. I was going, la-da-da-da-da. Does anybody have a rhyming dictionary? That was me at my dad's funeral.
Hmm.
I'll get a song out of this.
What are your memories of your dad?
Well, you know, I've been thinking about my dad a lot. Oh, no.
Marshmallow number three.
Add a marshmallow.
I've been, oh, God.
You're the one that said every minute.
I'm fine.
You're fine?
I'm doing perfectly fine. I'm totally intelligible. Listeners, if you have a dead dad or dead mom.
You know what I've been thinking about lately is the last things he said to me.
Yeah, like what? You can get
Well, when he was diagnosed, I do remember this. I've been thinking about this. I haven't told anybody this. I don't even know if Bethy has heard this.
Wow.
When he was diagnosed, I do remember he turned to me and he said, I guess you're going to be growing up pretty quick now.
Hmm.
He was wrong about that, but that was his prediction. He also said this. He said, and this makes me sad when I think about it. He said, I can picture the man that you're going to be. Oh no.
Add a marshmallow.
And you know what makes me sad about that?
What?
Because I was such a punk. I was such a punk, foolish kid.
Hmm.
And there's no way somebody could meet 17-year-old me and be impressed or think that I had some kind of future at all or that I'd be functioning. Or
oh, come on. You were making cartoons.
Well, but there's no, I gave no indication I could sustain an adult relationship, you know. I was kind of an outlier and
really?
A weird kid. So he never.
But you were straight edge. When I was 17, I was a drug addict.
Wait. How old were you when your dad passed?
Oh, I was an adult. I lost my mom when I was 15.
But your dad? Oh, you were station manager here at FMU, right?
Yeah.
Oh, so he never saw you succeed in anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's heartbreaking.
That's nice.
Yeah, that's heartbreaking.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, you're welcome. Wait, oh no! Oh, Matt, have mercy. Do you remember the last words your dad said to you?
Yeah.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
He knew he was dying?
He was in hospice, yeah.
Was he lucid?
He was lucid up until, yeah, he had lucid.
Unlike you and me now.
He had lucid moments up until the day he died. Really.
2 days before my dad died, he and I had a chubby bunny contest.
No way.
Yeah. It was one of his last wishes.
But that's not how he died.
Unless I misunderstood him. Now that you mention it, he seemed very surprised when I started shoving marshmallows in his mouth.
It sounds like maybe.
Now that I'm playing it back in my head, I might have misunderstood what he was saying.
It sounds like.
He might have been asking for water.
Yeah. Or maybe.
Oh, God.
Add a marshmallow.
I don't even know what we're up to. I don't know.
Is this six?
Are there any listeners who know what we're up to?
Oh, God. So, Ken, what did he say? He was in hospice?
He said, don't forget, you can get a girl pregnant now.
He gave you...
He gave me the talk.
No, he was giving you permission.
But the irony was that I already had gotten a girl pregnant twice with his own grandchildren.
What are you talking about?
When he said that to me, I already had two kids. Give us a call.
No. Add a marshmallow.
No, I can't.
What?
I can't.
You can't? You're a weakling. Give us a call at 201-209. Oh.
Ken, I think you added it. That's I think you did two there.
No. Maybe. (201) 209-9368
That's 201-209
68. Tell us about your dead mom or your dead dad.
What was the last thing?
Hi.
Said to you.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, you're on the show.
Add a marshmallow.
So wait, first I had a question. Are you guys like eating challah bread? What's going on there?
We're eating marshmallows.
Oh my god. I could deal with challah. Anyway, it's Murphy. It's Arnon's dad.
Halva?
So who?
Wait, Murphy. Murphy, you're asking us if we were eating halva?
What? What? I'm calling on the telephone.
Halva?
You're on the phone.
What? I cannot deal with the marshmallow voice.
I challenge Andy.
Now, Murphy, what was the last thing that Andy said?
Thank you.
You left the show.
Andy, okay, Andy just said it again. What did Andy just say, Murphy?
He said,
I win. I get a dollar. Thank you, Murphy.
Oh, that's
what we're doing? I thought we were supposed to say the last thing our own parents said.
Yeah, well,
that too.
Yeah.
Yeah, what was the last thing?
Right, you... I know that Ken's father said don't have sex and have children, even though
Oh, Murphy. He said, don't forget, you can get a girl pregnant now.
Okay.
Which was weird because I was like 50 years old.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. The last thing Andy said was...
Exactly. The man is unintelligible. He's a weakling.
Actually, he'd be better off with the chewing gum. We'd all be better off.
With chewing?
Anyway, I'm going to run away.
Okay, bye, Murphy.
The last thing my mother said was...
What was what?
Can I just die today?
Ah!
Add a marshmallow.
You can't?
Uh-oh. My last thing my mother said was, looking me in the eyeball, was, can I just die today? And they said, no, Ma, it doesn't work that way. And she had to hang in there for some or more bits. And I left the country. I left New York and split. And she was alive, breathing and, like, looking. And as soon as I got back to Madrid, they said, I got a phone call saying she's going to. She was unconscious.
I'm dying to hear about your mother.
Andy, stop interrupting.
Stop interrupting, Murphy.
I'm dying to hear about your mother.
Sorry, I encourage everybody to leave the room.
I hit
and woke up and said goodbye.
I'm sorry. I'm not going to end up.
Okay, right. Andy, I can hear your sorrow.
Thanks, Murph.
Add a marshmallow.
I'm adding a marshmallow.
There is literally marshmallow coming out of Andy's mouth.
You win. I can't.
I win. All right. I won. That was easy.
That was easy?
Yeah.
That was horrific.
That was 10 minutes.
That was only 10?
That was 10 minutes.
Oh, my
God. What is this? Oh, sorry.
Wait. I thought we'd go to 30. Oh, my God.
I told you you should do 3 minutes, and you said 1 minute.
Well, I thought we could get 30.
Yeah, the world record is 44.
Well, he was dead for the last 21 of those.
Sure, I'm glad I brought some water.
Me too. I have my water too.
Oh.
Now, wait, what do we do for the rest of the show?
Round two.
Kazoos.
Round two.
What about round two?
Yeah. Oh, please,
but
no.
Every 2 minutes.
Oh, dear God, please, no. I can't do that anymore.
Why not?
That was horrific.
That was way easier than I thought it would be.
I'll be honest. There was one point where I thought I was going to have to give the Heimlich to Andy.
Yeah, he was.
Marshmallows.
I saw, man. They were coming out his nose and his ears.
They were just flying out of his mouth.
I was more marshmallow than man. for a few horrible minutes.
I think we got to go round two. Talk about our dead moms.
How about this?
Hmm.
I'll put money on Matt beating you.
Oh, now I have to.
Yes. I'm going to, yes, that's how
no
you
No way.
It. No, Matt will
no
be
way.
My avatar.
No way.
In the Civil War, rich landowners would often pay peasants to fight for them.
Right.
To go and volunteer and to serve for them.
Right, like in Game of Thrones, yeah.
Yes, like in Game of Thrones, I will pay Matt to be my avatar.
No, I'm not going up against Matt.
Why?
He's a big man.
I have a lot of marshmallows.
He can hold a lot in his mouth.
I'm putting my money on Matt.
You should see him with Luann. Man, I'm not going up against Matt. There's no way I can win.
Luann?
Yeah.
Oh, the hooker.
The hooker in the office.
Oh, I just call her Wednesday because that's when she's here.
That's not Wednesday. Wednesday comes in on Friday.
It does get confusing.
I know.
You should avoid hookers whose names are days of the week. You're going to get mixed up.
It's not about the sex, Andy. It's about the Heimlich maneuver. You just have to have...
You're just lonely.
No, I'm not lonely.
No, you're not lonely.
I like being alone, actually.
Yeah. Okay.
Just, you know, I can't throw myself against a table the way you can. That's all I'm saying.
I throw myself against the table every 20 minutes just in case I have marshmallows. Listen, yeah. I'm not doing that anymore.
Why not?
Let me preface this by saying I love you. Uh-huh. I love this show. I'm proud of the show. Yeah. I love being here. Uh-huh. I'm not doing it.
What if we did one every 3 minutes?
Yeah, come on, man.
But at 3 minutes, you wouldn't, by the end of the show, you wouldn't even be at the point where
to
you
To what
were.
End now? To what end? Why? To entertain who? Pam?
I had a lot of fun right there. I mean, had a blast.
Who's listening? Yeah, who's listening?
I am.
To what?
There's a lot of people listening.
Who are they? Who cares?
Bob Barth is listening. Handy Haversack.
Oh, I didn't know Bob Barth was listening. Matt, okay, hand me that marshmallow.
Matt from Springfield?
No, Matt from Springfield. There's other things to do.
You hit it off. I understand you hit it off with Matt from Springfield on the cruise on Saturday.
There?
Yeah. Oh, it's Pete the Gardener, one of our regular callers.
To hell. I love the show.
Hey, Pete.
Hello, okay. Ken. How are you?
Come on. Go against Matt.
No, I'm not going against
Matt. All right. How about we just have Matt do it on his own? Let me offer Matt $100 if he can get 35 of these in his mouth.
That's not happening.
35 is almost a world's record.
Okay, if you can do, I'll give you $100 if you can do 30.
There's no way I can do 30.
Why do you say that? You just shove them in. Did you see?
I just saw you do 10.
No, but you saw
and it looked like you were going to explode.
The little girl on YouTube did 44. She had a method. She was shoving it. She had each one.
I've never put more than two in my mouth.
Well, this is what's the downside? What do you have to lose?
I die. Or like you had.
But
that
I'll
looked like
I'd
there
be,
was marshmallows coming out of your nose at one
I'd be
point.
Fine. No matter what happened to you, I'd be fine. I promise you that. I'd be okay. The show would continue, right, Ken?
Yeah.
You have nothing to worry about.
No, WFMU will carry on.
Yeah, the station will be fine. So, don't worry about you dying. We'd find someone up there. Whatever you do, you in the office. Maybe Olivia could do what you're doing. She could do double duty.
Yeah.
We'll be fine,
Matt. I'm sure she can.
I understand you're worried about with the station. We'll be fine if you died.
Well, when you put it that way.
Okay. I'm putting $100 on the table.
Let's see the $100.
Well,
I can't do it.
Okay, give me a number. Okay, can you do 25?
I don't think so.
Okay, well there you go. Wait, isn't $100 worth it? You could $100. You could go. What kind of kid? What would you do with $100? You'd go see. There must be some kind of rock and roll show. In New York City?
I believe Bill Haley's playing.
No, the kids love the rock and roll.
Yes, Matt.
Matt, I don't have $100. I'm giving you all the money I have.
I'll put in my money.
Oh, you wait! You guys are pooling your money to see me attempt to get 25 marshmallows.
Is the number. Yeah, 25 is the number. How much do you wait?
I have 25.
Oh, I have 25 also. That's $50.
That's $50. That's not. That's nothing.
That's plenty. That's
what about 10 marshmallows for $50?
No, 10. I just did 10.
Hi, you're on the air. 10.
Hi there.
Oh, hey, it's Pete. Pete the gardener is still on the phone, Andy.
Oh, okay, great. Hey, Pete was on the cruise, I think.
Yeah. Did you meet him?
I was meeting. I didn't meet you, Andy.
I was meeting a lot of people.
Pete, what were your impressions? Did you see Andy on the cruise?
I saw everybody on the cruise except for you.
Yeah.
Your no good imported car.
Yeah, I know. I found out what Toyota means in Japanese.
Okay, can you please share that with me and the other 7 listeners?
Yeah, it means no spare tire.
Now, is that how it was designed, or was that an oversight on their part?
No, that's how it was designed.
Well, a lot of new cars don't have a spare tire. They have inflatable.
Yeah, but they have those wimpy-ass little donut spares, don't they?
No, I didn't even have a donut. It comes with a can of air.
Now, yeah, it has an inflatable sealant.
How about a hose in your mouth? That would work too, wouldn't it?
That would have been better than what they gave me.
Wow.
Now wait, if you want to replay this, I believe Ken and I disagreed on he called me when he got his flat tire.
Yeah.
And my advice.
And I called Ken.
Yeah, Andy's advice was throw money at the problem. Just throw money at the problem.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You had over an hour.
A Toyota dealer next door.
No.
You could have just bought a new tire and rim.
No, there was no Toyota
dealer. By the time the tow truck came up.
Well, that was your mistake.
I had 25 minutes to get there.
Well, that was your mistake. You didn't leap into action. You didn't.
No, I did.
No, you did not.
I did. I called AAA right away.
That's mistake number two.
And then after 15 minutes,
you don't call AAA.
I then before I even found out that AAA refused to come and get me because I was in a different state.
Okay, that was okay. My advice immediately was throw money at the problem.
Yeah.
Get a private local. A 24-hour emergency
place.
I know, but you waited a crucial 25 minutes. It was very much like me at that restaurant watching the guy gag. You made the same mistake.
Well, I wasn't. I was not about to entrust.
And then you left me. You didn't think about me. You left me on that cruise without you.
Yeah.
What was I supposed to do?
Hey, Pete the gardener.
Yes.
When you saw Andy, when you laid eyes on Andy, what were your impressions?
I wanted to jump in the water and drown.
Huh.
That's funny because
usually it's women then. Have
yeah,
that, that
I was
reaction.
Gonna say Andy's first wife had the same.
Yeah, she did. I think she wanted to push me in the water and watch me drown.
That would have been okay.
Yeah, either one.
No,
six of one.
I would have liked to have shook hands with Andy. I don't know if he actually touches other humans or not.
He tries not.
But
to.
I was on that boat for 3 hours. My review of the cruise is not enough Purell. Not enough Purell in my pocket.
Okay. No, they were serving vodka, which works just as well.
I guess it does, yeah. Terms. Well, yeah. Good point,
Pete the Gardener.
Yeah, well, I may not be the brightest man in the world, but I'm sure as hell not the stupidest.
No, you're not.
No.
You're in the 40th quadrant.
Percentile.
40 percentile,
There are only 4 quadrants, Andy.
That's right. Oh, yeah. There wouldn't be 40 quadrants. Oh, yeah. Which explains. Right. Well, and I think I just revealed that I'm in the 15th percentile.
Yeah, there are 4 quadrants.
Yeah, 4 quadrants.
Yeah.
This is why I needed you on the cruise, Ken.
Right, yeah. Well, Pete, thanks.
Thanks, Pete.
Well, thank you, and I want both of you to have a splendid rest of the day.
Thanks. Hey, Matt, were you on the cruise, the big FMU cruise?
I was. I saw you. You were kind of wandering, moseying around in the beginning. I actually didn't know Ken wasn't there yet because I saw some people who looked like Ken, and I actually thought Ken was on the boat.
Oh, my doppelgangers.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's a good thing I arranged to have a couple of those on board.
Yeah, well, that was, of course, to thwart assassination attempts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The odds are 1 in 3 that they'd get the real Ken Friedman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if those guys got off the boat either, so I guess it was good.
I guess it worked out pretty well. But no, Ken, you had your tire was flat and you just froze. You panicked.
I didn't freeze.
In hindsight, you panicked.
I didn't. No, I wasn't. Yeah. You wanted me to entrust my car to a guy with a tow truck.
Yes, and you give him the keys. You know who he is. I was, and then you could hail a taxi.
I was not about to entrust my car to a dude with a tow truck.
See, I would have reacted differently.
Yeah.
I would have said, I'm getting on that boat no matter hell or high water. I'm going to find a way to that boat. Because you were planning this. You and Michelle had been planning this for months.
Yeah, I know. But when I called up the 24-hour emergency towing, you know how they answered the phone?
Well,
hello?
You mean they didn't say Joe's tow truck?
Yeah, they didn't say AAA towing.
Well, then you call another number. Then you call.
No, because the guy said hello, and he said he would be there in 15 minutes. Took him over half an hour to get there. I wasn't about to say, just take it somewhere and let me know where you take it.
Well, you know who he was.
Who
you
cares?
Know who, you who know cares? Who has your car.
But what's to prevent him from entrusting it to somebody else?
And because he's responsible.
He's not responsible.
The law is what prevents him from selling your car or giving it to somebody
he
else.
He just gives it to some other guy.
Who says? That's not... Why would you assume that's going to happen?
Oh, my God.
Meanwhile, you didn't even think of me. That's the bottom line.
Yeah.
You didn't even think of me in my day. I had to walk around that deck, was actually quite lovely. I mean, it actually was a perfect day.
Yeah,
to,
it was beautiful. It was
harbor. Cool.
Nice, cool breeze on New York Harbor.
Yeah, we would have had fun together. We could have recorded a show together.
You got to see Lady Liberty.
Oh, my God. It truly was fun. Wasn't it a nice...
No, it was amazing.
Nice sounding? So, okay, so your dad...
I'll be there next year.
Let's do it again next year.
Yeah, we are going to do it again next year.
You should leave and 3 days early, Ken.
Yeah,
3 days
early. I will. And I'll also have a spare tire. Yeah. I went to Toyota to buy a spare tire, and they didn't know what the hell I was talking about.
Yeah, most new cars don't have them.
Yeah, but you'd think that the parts department would know what you mean when you say, I'd like a spare tire. But they really didn't know what I was talking about.
You should have told them you can get a woman pregnant. Should have imparted that wisdom.
That's so weird, because that's what my dad said.
And you were 50 years old.
Right before he died.
Well, he was clearly... there's a sweetness to that, because he clearly pictured you as a younger person. He was remembering maybe a talk that he wished he'd had with you.
Well, he had that same talk with me when I was 13.
Oh, then he was flashing back to it.
When I was 13.
Oh, so his mind was like slipped gears.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a sweetness to that.
Yeah.
Did he die at home?
Nope, in a nursing home, in hospice.
I wonder where I'm going to die.
Where?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Maybe.
Where do you want to die?
As I climb out a window, shot by a jealous husband. That's my fantasy.
Okay. How's your wife feel about that?
Oh, don't tell my wife. Is this on?
It's on.
Ah!
Yeah, we're...
Damn
we're,
it.
We're on the air.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah.
Well, thank God it's FMU.
So
thank God nobody's listening.
Why don't you tell the people about your kazoo idea?
Hey, I have a new kazoo here. I have two kazoos here. We can do it. Wait. This one is untouched.
Uh-huh.
Hold on.
Okay.
And this is the one I had. Okay. This was my idea. Matt, okay. Tell me if you think this is funny.
All right.
Instead of talking to people...
Okay.
...for one show... The show begins.
Mm-hmm.
We don't say hello. We don't say anything. We just blow our kazoos. But we do it.
Hey.
Oh, no.
It's Beth.
Ah!
Yeah.
It's your wife, Beth, Andy.
Did you hear that joke Ken just made about getting shot by a jealous husband?
No, it was you.
Oh, that was me? Oh, I keep mixing me and Ken up.
Yeah, so like which jealous husband? I guess whose house were you in?
Yeah.
During that's
like
what I'm wondering.
With like the fire escape?
No, to be honest, it's in my fantasy, it's your next husband shoots me because you and I are having an affair.
What?
We separate, you remarry, but then you remember how much you love me.
Mm-hmm.
And our love is reignited.
Wow.
And
did it need to be because it's not ignited?
A guy can dream, can't he?
So it's reignited because the flame has gone out? Is that what you're saying?
The flame's gone out, honey?
I don't know. No.
I mean, you were on your way to a nice save there.
Yeah.
Until you used the word reignited.
The marriage, the marriage wasn't trouble, but then we built a pickleball court, and now it's stronger than ever. The bond we have. Hey, listen. Hey, what do you think of this kazoo idea, honey? Wait, Beth. What? Okay, yeah. This is how it'll be. We don't say hello. We don't ever talk for the whole hour. The hour begins, and it goes like this.
Well, let me ask you a question, let me see if I can understand your answer. Okay, here's the question. Andy, what if we watch our neighbor's dog for a week? Is that a good idea?
He's saying no, Beth. His kazoo is saying, yeah, no problem, but his body language is saying no.
Okay, I've got to take the kazoo out of my mouth. What? To beg you not to volunteer.
No, do it, Beth.
To watch a third dog.
Oh, yeah, Watson could use the exercise.
Cooper. Yeah, we love Cooper.
And the companionship. Cooper's a great dog.
But, honey, for a whole week, where would I stay? And where would I live?
Watson.
You didn't even think about me.
See, this is why the kazoo idea is. Because I didn't hear your answer. Yeah, the kazoo.
It would be as
you're
if.
Not, you know, it sounds like you're... Like in the Peanuts, you're the grown-ups in the Peanuts.
I was saying that again. It's as if the adults in the Peanuts cartoon had their own radio show.
Well, you don't need a kazoo for it. You can just go.
Let's try that, Ken.
I think the adults in the Peanuts cartoons, that was like a trombone with a mute, wasn't it? Or a plunger?
Yeah, I bet you could pull that sound up.
No, Ken just says things like that thinking he'll give another $5.
Well, I kind of want to hear the story that Ken at camp. Ken at camp when he almost died.
Yeah, Andy paid me $5 to not tell the story.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Wait, honey, I just want to say to America, this will just take a second. You're welcome.
Let's just say that in any room, Andy thinks he's the only one that can tell a story. You know what you should do? You should have a storytelling contest.
That's
and then
true.
Andy he will be so sure of himself that he will win.
In any room, that's true. Outdoors, it's more of a level playing field. Hey, did you hear what we're doing next week, honey?
No.
Jack and Henry Lemon are coming up in.
They're so cute.
And they're gonna present "Would You Rather" questions to me and Ken.
That's very sweet. It'll be a sweet show.
Yeah. Unlike what we're up to this week.
Well, maybe Cooper from next door can go to the show too.
And how old are Jack and Henry?
They are twins. Seven.
They are seven.
7 years old.
Yeah.
7 years young.
And physically and emotionally, they're both seven.
Yeah, they're very sweet. They're the cutest. They're learning how to tread water. And,
cool.
They're adorable.
They're learning how to tread water.
That's going to come in very handy.
Do you have a bathtub or something we could to demonstrate next week? Their treading water skills. I can't imagine a skill set more handy than treading water.
Yeah,
swimming.
Believe me, swimming. If you have the choice, if you can only do one, you want to tread water.
Well, actually, I would say I don't understand because I think floating in your back, you could do longer. Like the need to tread water, I think as long as you can float.
Yeah,
I mean,
treading water is going to really tire you out. If you're stuck in the water, there's this position you're supposed to take, where you just kind of float without treading, without splashing your limbs around, to just save as much energy as you can.
Yeah.
Is that the research you did before the cruise?
Yeah, it is.
Just in case the cruise ship went down.
Yep.
Hey, if that cruise ship went down, you'd have no staff. Who was not on that cruise ship?
Me.
Exactly. Yeah. You'd be alone here. You'd be doing every shift. You'd be doing 80 shows every week.
It sounds like an Agatha Christie.
Maybe.
Yeah, and then I would have been suspect number one for sinking the boat.
Because you wanted to kill
finally, the whole station is mine.
You coveted the drive time Monday slot. That's how you arrange to get it. It's like the guy that put the bomb on the plane to kill his wife. He was going to kill 80 other people.
Was there such a guy?
Oh, yeah. There was a bomber in the 60s. It was.
Wow, really?
Yeah, a plane went down.
And he killed the whole plane?
He took the whole plane down.
Just to kill his wife?
Well, you don't know.
He must really not like his wife.
You don't know the whole story, Ken. She was very argumentative. She was impossible.
Yeah, but what about the other 79 innocent people?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Good point.
Yeah.
As always, good point. This is why there's two of us. This is why there's two of us, to catch the other one when we have a moral lapse, when we hit a moral blind spot.
Oh, wow.
Honey, I love you. Thanks for calling.
Sure. All right. Love you. Bye.
Okay. Love you.
Bye, Beth. So, Big Matty Warwick, you're also now you're branching out. You're recording.
Well,
you're recording lines for video games.
You are?
Yeah, I'm not really supposed to talk about it.
Oh, you're doing voiceover work for?
Yeah, for BioShock.
Wait, you're not. Please don't.
Okay.
Oh,
sorry.
I'm
sorry.
Okay, Matt, we'll spell it. BioShock. Nobody said anything, but congratulations, Matt.
That's a good
gig.
Work.
It's a gig.
It'll probably lead to more.
Okay, without going, have you been auditioning for voiceover work?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
And oh, that's fantastic. Maybe you'll score like some kind of animation thing.
That
like
would
a
be
regular
cool.
gig.
Yeah,
I
that
think
would
there's
be pretty
there's
cool.
more money in games than in animation.
What kind of game is BioShock? Or the game that we must not mention.
It's a role
play. Matt, no one's listening. I swear no one's listening.
It's, you know.
Matt,
it's,
I can prove to you that no one's listening. Can I prove it?
Prove it.
I've been on the air for 32 years, and I'm not canceled. I would have been canceled long ago. Isn't that true?
It probably is true.
What kind of game is BioShock?
It's a role-playing game.
Oh, they're the best. Well done, Matt. Well played, buddy.
Hi, you're on the air.
Keep an eye on Big Daddy.
Oh, that's one of his lines.
It is?
Yeah.
Wait, that's the game?
That's just one of the lines.
Is Big Daddy a character?
Yeah.
In BioShock? Do you play Big Daddy?
No.
It's not. I can't talk about it. I can't talk about it.
Okay.
He had to sign an NDA.
Big Daddy.
Oh, I see.
Don't fall for any of Big Daddy's tricks.
Okay, Matt, you can't talk about your new career as a voiceover artist, but we sure can. I don't remember signing any NDA. Did you sign one, Ken?
No.
There you go. The muzzles are off for two out of three of us. That's enough for a show, two out of three. So we're talking about Matt's new career.
Oh,
and
my God.
And now, what's the last thing your dad said to you on his deathbed?
Right. Sam, what's the last thing your dad said on his deathbed?
Well, he looked at me and he said, please put down the knife.
There was a great
my dad's still alive.
Oh, God bless him. I wonder what it'll be. Will you call us as soon as he utters his last words?
Sure.
You could
work
with him. You could workshop his last line.
Yeah.
I was never able to do that.
Oh, man.
They probably love that, yeah.
If you could, and look, I know if it's inconvenient, don't do it, or if it's awkward, don't do it. But if you could record it so we could play it over the air, that would be amazing.
That would
be
great.
I can arrange for it to happen on a Wednesday night at 6.
That would be amazing to hear it live.
Do it. Do it, Sam.
I'll see what I can.
How old is your dad?
Arrange.
How old is your dad?
He's 73.
Oh, he's
a spring chicken.
Oh, he's a kid.
Yeah, you're gonna have to wait another 20 years.
Yeah, I'll be long gone.
He's Andy's age. He's not gonna die.
Maybe you and my dad can die at the same time together. A double date. With destiny.
Okay, you're making fun of me, but I'll see you on the pickleball court. stuffing marshmallows in my mouth. That's not my sport.
Pickleball.
Are you really good at pickleball?
It's the sport of kings. The sport of geriatric
you
kings.
You played pickleball against DJ Stashu over the weekend, I understand.
DJ Stashu came by for dinner, and we played a game. We just put a fence around the court. So
nice.
So we now can play a real game. It turns out the fence around the court is a very important element.
Yes.
In a successful pickleball game.
Right.
But
then you have to chase the balls around.
But I'm better at pickleball than I am at Chubby Bunny.
Yeah, man, you suck at Chubby Bunny.
Yeah, you were really bad at it.
I'm not good at that.
I almost put my bet on
you. Put in your mouth.
So we're talking about Heimlich maneuvers, Matt's new career, his fledgling career, and what your dad's last words were. Do you have any idea?
Why does Big Daddy have so many tricks up his sleeve?
Matt is wily. You can't, Matt.
That guy.
Can't
trust him.
He's the Trick Master. That's one of his many nicknames.
Let me tell you something about Matt.
The WFMU Trick Master.
When we zig, you know what Matt's doing? Matt is zagging. Every time.
I thought Luann was the WFMU Trick Master.
Well, that's true.
Or Wednesday.
Yeah. She's on Wednesday, Matt has some competition.
Thanks, Sam.
Thanks. Yeah. Hey, let's get Luann down here. She's on the clock. Doesn't she have to do as you say?
From 6 to 7 p.m. when I'm on the air.
Yeah. She gets a break.
That's her. Well, she gets a break, or she gets to moonlight. I mean, I don't know what she does with the hour, but it's her time.
She gets to moonlight. That doesn't seem fair.
I don't pay her for 6 to 7.
Doesn't seem fair, though.
Why?
You'd think she'd be resting up for the evening session.
Oh, man, she's a machine.
She's a dynamo.
She doesn't need to rest up.
I've heard the rumor is she's literally a machine.
That's not true. That is not true.
What I heard is she's a cardboard box.
No comment.
So you're right. Technically, that's not a machine.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. Would you prefer a drop? A death comment, or can I ask a question about Andy and pickleball?
Yeah.
Whether his neighbors hate him.
Pickleball question.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a good. Well, we just started playing pickleball, and the neighbors. Well, my wife is very friendly, more social than I am, and she's invited everyone to come and play. So maybe that will assuage the neighbors.
Have you handed out free headphones and WFMU on them?
Oh, that's really a sweet idea.
And say it's either that or pickleball noises.
Yeah, exactly. You mean that's your choice? It's Hobson's choice.
Yeah.
It's either FMU or the clump of pickleball all day.
Yeah, there was some article about how people are up in arms about pickleball courts.
Yeah, yeah. They make a racket.
Yeah, there's an article about it.
Yeah.
So you know.
The New York Times has reported on it, Andy.
Yes, I know. They had a reporter working on the pickleball circuit. The New York Times.
The old gray lady is on it.
Yeah. That tells you everything about the readership of the New York Times that you ever want to know. That they're covering the pickleball.
So
they were
funny.
Referencing the Metropolitan Diary.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly.
They're not really covering pickleball per se.
Yeah.
They're covering the anti-pickleball sentiment.
Well, they're covering the controversy. It's the trouble brewing in Israel and the pickleball controversy brewing in the burbs. That's all you need to know about the New York
Times.
It's
important.
It's important to somebody.
So my dad didn't have a deathbed. He just dropped dead.
Oh,
so
baby. Oh, no.
There were no last words. So what do you do with that?
Oh, I'm very... Well, there were last words.
There were last words.
He just didn't know they were last... Like, it was past the mustard or something. Something innocuous.
Oh, my.
Was it in the house?
Yeah.
Oh, my baby.
There.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, my mom had to deal with it.
Oh, my baby. Oh, I'm really sorry. I wonder if that's... a blessing that it wasn't lingering, he wasn't fading for 3 years. I don't know. I don't know which is better.
Either way, it's bad.
Oh, it's terrible. It's terrible.
I have one of both, so.
Well, sorry about your dad.
Yeah, I am too.
Yeah, well.
And I'm glad I'm glad I could say I'm sorry without a mouthful of marshmallows.
Yeah.
All right.
So it sounds more sincere.
Hey, bye, Pam.
Bye, Pam.
Hey, can we talk about the puppet slam?
I don't know what that means.
Oh, you and I are hosting a puppet slam on October 28th at Monty Hall.
I wonder what you're talking about now.
It's like a poetry slam, only no poetry, and instead of the poetry, puppets.
It sounds like you're saying puppet slam.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So if you're a puppeteer and you would like to participate in the puppet slam on October 28th, email me, ken@wfmu.org.
It sounds like you're soliciting puppeteers.
I am. Remember Grant? Remember, yes. Remember your protege Grant?
Yes, he was a puppeteer.
And he is a puppeteer. He set you up with the Andy puppet. Remember, we did a whole show.
Oh, I still have that Andy puppet. I'll bring that.
Oh my God, you have the Andy puppet?
I still have it, but wait, I'm hearing about this for the first time. How do you know? You just assume that I'm free that day?
Yeah.
What day of the week is that?
Saturday, October 28th.
Well,
I think.
Look, now I go through the motions of pretending to see if I'm free.
No, this is very impressive.
Everybody knows I have nothing on my calendar.
Andy's pulled out his little calendar.
Hold on, September, what is it?
Saturday, October.
Go ahead.
October 28th.
Oh, I can't even pretend to be busy.
Yeah, look at that.
I can't even pretend.
Yeah, write it down.
Fine.
Here you go. Oh, there you go.
Puppets. What is it? Puppets?
Puppet Slam.
No one's coming to that.
Yes, they are.
No, they're not.
Yeah, I've already booked.
You made a strategic error. Everyone knows it's puppets now.
No, I've booked puppeteers.
But what is it really? Already. What is it really going to be?
It's going to be a puppet show.
And what are they going to do?
We're going to have about 10 or 12 puppeteers each coming up and doing like a 5 to 7 minute puppet set. Just like an open mic night.
And what are you calling this night?
The WFMU Puppet Slam.
And I'm co-hosting it?
Yeah.
With or without marshmallows in my mouth?
Without.
Hold on, I got to make a note. No marshmallows.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can go to WFMU.org/puppet for more information.
If you don't want to go to this puppet show, should they contact you and say they're not interested?
No need.
If you're not interested, contact Ken. Ken@WFMU.org if you won't be coming to the puppet show. Otherwise, we'll assume you'll be there.
And this is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM online, WFMU.org. Thank you to Jeremiah. Thank you to Mary Wing for her bells.
And Matt.
Thank you to Big Maddie Warwick.
And Olivia, who got a taxi home instead of getting picked up.
Thank you to BioShock, and stay tuned.
Yeah, I'll put it. Yeah, good. Put in a big plug for BioShock.
I'm saying it.
Stay tuned for Do or DIY with people like us.
No, those NDAs, they're written in pencil. You just erase them.
Let's start over. Stay tuned for Do or DIY with people like us.
Let's start over. Let's go all the way and start over.
See? Thank you.